The latest astronomy news is part of the Jodcast. For the full show, go to www.jodcast.net.
In the news this month, the first triple quasar system is discovered, Hubble maps dark matter in 3D, new dwarf galaxies found within the local group, and lakes finally discovered on Titan. A team of astronomers from the US and Switzerland have discovered the first likely triple quasar system. The object is located in the constellation of Virgo and is estimated to be at a distance of 10.5 billion light-years. It was discovered in observations made with both the European Southern Observatory's Very Large Telescope, an 8.2-metre telescope at Cerro Paranal in Chile, and the 10-metre telescope at the Keck Observatory on Mauna Kea, Hawaii. Quasars are very distant objects which must be incredibly powerful in order for us to be able to detect them here on Earth. They can be brighter than entire galaxies, but are much smaller. It is thought that the power source in a quasar is a supermassive black hole in the centre of a galaxy. The large amount of radiation that we see is emitted as the black hole swallows up surrounding gas and stars. Pairs of quasars have been found before, but this is the first time that three have been found together. The researchers initially thought that the images could be the result of gravitational lensing, the bending of light from a distant quasar around a galaxy along the same line of sight but closer to us. This effect can produce several images of a single background quasar. In this case, however, there is no evidence of a galaxy along the same line of sight, and the three quasars show slight differences in their spectra. These differences can most easily be explained if the three images are from three different objects. If they were images of the same background quasar, then the spectra would be identical. Astronomers have discovered that most galaxies have a massive black hole at the center, but most are not active as quasars. This discovery adds weight to the idea that destructive events such as collisions or mergers of galaxies provide a supply of gas to the central black hole, triggering the quasar activity. Astronomers using the Hubble Space Telescope have produced a three-dimensional map of the large-scale distribution of dark matter in the universe. This enigmatic type of matter, which cannot be directly detected, makes up more than three-quarters of the total mass of the universe, and is thought to exist in large filaments. Its existence is only inferred from its gravitational influence on other forms of matter, which are visible to our telescopes. This new map is the largest map yet of dark matter, and shows that, in most cases, galaxies form in the same places as dark matter exists, tracing out the filaments. Using data from Hubble, the international team of astronomers led by Richard Nassy at the California Institute of Technology have mapped the distribution of dark matter halfway back to the beginning of the universe and shown that it has become clumpier over time as it collapses under the influence of gravity. The technique used to produce the map involves measuring the shapes of a large number of distant galaxies. As the light from these galaxies passes through clumps of dark matter, it is deflected slightly by the gravitational field of the otherwise invisible material, subtly distorting the shapes of the galaxies as we see them, an effect known as weak gravitational lensing. This study is the largest and most detailed map of dark matter made to date, and as the technique develops, it will help unravel the evolution of large-scale structure in the universe, and may even help in understanding the nature of dark energy. A recent survey of the local group of galaxies, of which the Milky Way is a member, has resulted in the discovery of 8 new galaxies. The local group is a collection of around 40 galaxies which are gravitationally bound together. The largest members of this group are the Andromeda Galaxy and our own Milky Way, together with many smaller dwarf galaxies. These newly discovered galaxies are all smaller and fainter than previously known dwarfs. Each contains only a few thousand stars. One reason these galaxies may be so faint is due to their age. Most of the stars are very old. The shapes of the new dwarfs are also characteristic of having undergone a close encounter with our own galaxy several billion years in the past. They were discovered in data taken as part of the Sloan Digital Sky Survey, which covers a fifth of the entire sky. Models of the evolution of the Milky Way and the local group predict more dwarf galaxies than we currently know of, and this result goes some way to explaining this discrepancy. Further sensitive studies of the rest of the sky could turn up more of these unusually faint galaxies. The Cassini spacecraft continues to send back stunning images of Saturn and its moons. It was hoped that the first images of the surface sent back by the probe in October 2004 would show liquid oceans on the surface of the second largest moon in the solar system. What the images showed, however, were impact craters, mountains, and what resembled riverbeds, implying that the source of the methane in Titan's atmosphere was from below the surface. The latest results from images taken in a flyby in July of 2006 show evidence of lakes of liquid methane on Titan's northern hemisphere. Images obtained using the craft's radar equipment show many dark patches at high latitudes on the moon's surface. Dark patches in a radar map indicate smooth surfaces, and their identification as liquid features comes from the detection of features resembling channels which lead into these dark patches. These lakes are thought to be made of methane, as it is one of the few molecules which can exist as a liquid under the conditions on the surface of Titan. The new findings support the evidence of riverbeds seen by the Huygens probe on its descent through the atmosphere of the moon. Another 22 flybys of Titan are planned for Cassini before the end of its mission, by which time it will still have mapped only 15% of Titan's surface by radar. January this year saw one of the most spectacular comets of recent years. Comet McNaught swept briefly through northern skies before moving to the south and brightening sufficiently to be visible during daylight. The comet was discovered in 2006 by Robert McNaught of the Uppsala Schmidt Telescope at Siding Spring Observatory in Australia. As the comet moved closer to the sun, it brightened rapidly, becoming easily visible to the naked eye by early January. The comet came closer to the sun than the planet Mercury, with its closest approach on January the 12th. The comet was visible to observers in the southern hemisphere for most of January, with a large sweeping tail which stretched across the sky long after the nucleus had passed below the horizon. Astronomers at the European Southern Observatory's telescopes in Chile were well placed to see the comet and took many impressive photographs of the event. On Saturday the 27th of January, the Hubble Space Telescope entered a safe mode after a short circuit in the Advanced Camera for Surveys instrument, or ACS. Since June 2006, this instrument has been running on its secondary backup electrical system. Despite this, the telescope has been returned to use using the remaining instruments, the Near-Infrared Camera and Multi-Object Spectrometer, or NICMOS, and the Wide Field and Planetary Camera 2, or WISPIC-2. The next servicing mission for the Hubble Space Telescope is scheduled by NASA to be not earlier than May 2008. It is possible that the ACS instrument could be replaced during this mission. And finally, along with our own Lovell telescope, the BBC's Sky at Night programme celebrates 50 years in 2007. Sir Patrick Moore presented the 650th episode of the show in January at the age of 83. One of the most widely known astronomers, Sir Patrick has been presenting the show since its creation before Sputnik and the Space Age began in 1957. Since then, the show has seen interviews with some of the world's leading astronomers and witnessed many momentous events, such as the first pictures from the far side of the Moon, rovers on Mars, and many spectacular results from telescopes around the world.